And we are live. We are live. How are we all doing today? How are we all doing? What are you choking over there for? Look at this guy. Choking on life.
Jeez, Louise. Whew, that's what happens when you try to scarf down dinner before you start a live stream.
No kidding. quick shout out to Paper Plate. What is up? Just quick shout out. He was like, I think it was the first comment that I saw here. Yeah, he was one of the first comments. So be sure to smack that thumbs up. Come and show some support and be sure to share. Appreciate that, man. Truly appreciate that. The One. What's up, The One? He finally made it to a live show for on the BS show, I should say. 619, what's cracking? Roger, what's cracking? Anybody coming in here? Santos Rivera, what's up? Just drop your hellos and we're going to get here. We're going to get going. So what are you doing next level? You're eating like always?
Well, you know, just trying to get it in.
He says, The One says he's trying to get it in. You should watch what you say. Trying to get it in.
Just been running around trying to get some stuff ready. I got a new hobby that I'm working on. So, yeah.
Right. The One says, you're choking because he actually made it. So I think you were surprised is what he's saying. What's up, Mike C? What's up, Roger? What is up, Sandman? What's cracking? What's cracking? Good to see you guys. So quick, before we begin the show, we want to give a big shout out to our sponsors. We always like to take care of them. So I'll go ahead and do Omni Labs. Big shout out to Omni Labs. Make sure you guys do check out the description below for Omni Labs. They have some pretty cool stuff, and having a telepresence robot is pretty neat. If you watched our last, I think it was our last episode.
Last Wednesday.
Yeah, it was, what is a telepresence robot from Omni Labs? And we kind of talk about like all the cool stuff and features that it does. So make sure you guys check it out. And we had one of their marketing managers here with us. So it was a pretty good conversation.
For sure. For sure. And Buzz TV has been coming out with their new devices lately. You know that we always loved using Buzz TV's devices. Their new device, the 4900, is one of the only devices that can take a 2.5-inch SSD and look so good on your entertainment unit. It's low profile. It runs really good. It's got the S922 processor. So you're always getting a great, great product from Buzz TV.
Absolutely. And then before I forget, Paper Plate, congratulations. You are now a moderator. I don't know why you weren't a moderator before. Well, you know, we're slowly making people moderators on this channel. So, yeah. What's up, Kiko? What is up? So today we were going to talk about codecs. And before we really, really dive into this, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take my 4K Fire Stick. As you can see, it's, I don't know if you can see it, but it's right there, my 4K Fire Stick. I'm gonna plug it into my my capture card here. What's up, Uno Nice? And we wanted to show you guys what it looks like to do I think a lot of us when you guys watch our videos and you see what we're talking about with codecs. You guys see how we're always constantly talking about certain things. So let me do a preview. Oh, here we go. Sweet. Okay. So let me go ahead and do this. Share screen. Okay, so here it is. So this is the Fire Stick. And what I'm going to do is let me come over here and look for that app real quick before I lose it. Okay. Give me a second. So there is one app that I like to use called Ida 64. Oh, that's interesting. I think I deleted it from this stick. So let me go ahead and grab that now. Next level, anything you want to say before I'm grabbing this?
Has anybody, let's put a one in the chat. If anybody's experienced streaming on their device and either got no audio or no video, one or the other.
No audio or no video or both.
Or both.
So yeah, so the title on this one is, yeah, way to go, Rojas. Yeah, no kidding. So the topic of this video is streaming video and audio, not playing fixing codecs. So yeah, I think a lot of us, Paper Plate saying one, Santos, what's up, Russell, saying one also. So here we go, check it out. Actually, hold on. I still got to find it. Fail today. I'm having like a failure day today. Okay, here we go. Ida 64. So there it is. Ida 64. Amazon TV is the manufacturer. Can you guys see my mouse? Can you see my mouse?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So right here, Amazon. You can see this is an Amazon. You can tell it's a 4K because it is a 1.5 gig. The third gen and the light are 1 gig of RAM. So this is a 1.5 gig. So this is what I really like to do. I like to come down here to codecs, and in all my videos, I always talk about codecs. I always talk about codecs, and I always explain what is there. The one thing I don't do though is I don't get into detailed of what each codec does. So wanted to be sure that you guys understand what this is, and I know people were asking us the last couple weeks now, so you're gonna learn today a little bit. So for your codecs, if you do get this app called Ida 64, you can get it in just about anywhere. It's all over the place. There's one here on the right side. This is what you want to look at. It'll say video and audio. So you got your MPEG-2, HEVC, MP4, 3GPP, AVC. We talk about all these ones. You got some of the Dolby Visions here. People are saying the 4K Fire Stick doesn't have Dolby Vision. Well, there is proof in the pudding right there. It's you know, we're not lying about it. It's right there. You got AVC down here. Then if you come down here, you see your audios, MPEGs, ALA, MLA, Vorbis, Opus, RAW. You got tons of stuff. And then it kind of gets a little bit mixed again where we're talking about video once again. So here on the side, on the left side, you'll see where some of these decoders are Google, H.263, H.264, VP8, VP9, MPEG-4s. So there's a lot of information here. There's just so much information here that a lot of people don't really look at. So I guess next level, what's the importance of some of these codecs? Why is it important to have them?
Well, it's what's compatible with your device, right? Like, for instance, you said some devices people either know or don't have Dolby. So if you're trying to play Dolby sound through them, if the device is not compatible, then it's not going to work. And I know for some devices, some of the older Fire Sticks and some of the non-licensed devices that were trying to play Disney Plus would play the video but wouldn't get any audio, and that was because of some of the Dolby issues, right? Because they weren't licensed and didn't have the encoders for Dolby.
Mm-hmm. So some people do say, hey, why don't I just fix a player, open VLC or open up MX, or would that solve most of your issues if you find the right player?
Most of the time it can, because some of them do have the right playing codecs. But if it's looking for Dolby and your device doesn't have Dolby, then it's not going to create Dolby out of nothing. It's not going to create Dolby Vision.
Dolby Vision 8K. So, yeah. So we found a lot of stuff here. We constantly do a lot and I mean a lot of research on some of this stuff. So what's up, Preppy Mama? See you. Hey. And she's not an admin. What?
I'm You've not been crowned. This beyond the streams.
I am. You are now an administrator. By the way, where the hell is Mibsen? This has been like 3 weeks or 4 weeks in a row now that I'm looking for her. I don't see her. So now, okay. So Uno Nice is saying, what about Yoda, the Yoda app? Yodi app.
It's the same thing.
I've run into it where I will get, what's up, Flake Chick? I'll get, what's it called? The blank screen. Or I'll get a screen with no video in that same, the Yodi app, you know? And I like one of the things that people, like, if you look at some of these links or scrapes or whatever it's doing, when you're looking at like the full thing, you'll see like some of them will say H265 or ABC or whatever. It'll give you like everything. That doesn't necessarily mean that's the right format. Sometimes they just name it certain things. And I've experienced it where I'm in that app and sometimes I don't get anything. It'll just show like a blank screen. So, yeah, let's go ahead and really like get into this stuff here. So some of the best video codecs to use and how to use the right one. So what did we already said what is a codec, right?
Well, I'll read the paragraph here. There's an article that we're going through. It says video codecs play an integral role in video encoding, which is why almost anyone can create and consume videos nowadays. In short, video encoding is a process of compressing video files to play smoothly like a video recording instead of a quick, laggy slideshow of individual images. Video encoding also reduces the size of compressed files significantly. And this is where you're going to see the big differences between, let's say, an H.264 and an H.265. You could have the same 4K movie, but if you're using two different encoders, then you're going to have two big differences in the file size as well.
Mm-hmm. So this is just a little image here, kind of to make it easier for those who like pictures. So you have a video codec at the top, which is your original footage, and then you have your audio codec at the bottom, which is your original sound. Then the encoding process begins and it turns into a video file. Now, once it goes from the video file, it has to decode it to whatever however you're going to be watching it, which will be your player, right?
Your player and your playback device. Yeah.
Right. So you got your video footage, your sound, which is your video codecs and your audio codecs, and then your playback. So a lot of this varies with how it comes in, how it's coming out, what is compatible on your end, and what they're giving you. So, you know, this thing could be made as ABC. Your device can play DEF. It's not going to work. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because when we look at the original files, like video files, when it comes out as lossless, they're huge files. Like if I was to record lossless on my computer, when I've tried, I'm looking at like 15, 20 gigabytes in file size, right? And that's kind of ridiculous when you try to share that around. And I'm talking about short little clips, like 5-10 minutes. If we're recording in 8K, if you're recording in raw 8K versus a compressed 8K, it's two completely different things, right? It's different when we have to pass things through the internet or we have to save things to a media. You have to be mindful of either the size of the hard drives or, you know, their bandwidth and speeds. Because if the bit rate's too high because of the encoding process, then you're going to have issues with streaming.
Right. Now, so I know Uno Nice is saying here he's never had that happen where he gets a blank screen. It's happened before. Back in my heyday, I used to do tons of videos on it. And with some of these streaming apps that were coming out, sometimes the devices that were coming out also were just not compatible. So a lot of the times, and Paperplate makes a good point here, says the link itself can be corrupted as well and cause a very similar fail. Yeah, very true. 100%. A lot of the times too, though, is even though A lot of people confuse it where they say, oh, it just won't play because it's corrupted. Sometimes it just has to do with the codecs. Cause I've had it where I go into the settings, I go into the video codecs, and then you could allow like hardware acceleration, and like you could add like all these different features and take them off HEVC compatibilities. You know, it just depending on what you like you could literally say, hey, I want HEVC and I want hardware acceleration broken. You turn one of them off and then it works fine. Or you turn the other one off and it works fine. Or sometimes it just works fine without either one of them. You know,
or you swap your device and then bam.
Yeah. So it's crazy when it does happen, but when we're slowly migrating into 8K now, which is beyond me. I'm just like, man, I'm like, can't we just enjoy 4K? Like, let us enjoy how nice 4K looks like. Like, I don't know about you, but a lot of TV shows don't even stream in 4K.
No, they don't. Yeah, a lot of them. Well, a lot of them don't. No, they don't.
It's 1080p. It's really good 1080p. What's up, Digital Slang?
Hey.
So with that being said, it's movies have been pushing 4K for the last several years. TV shows, they've been sticking around with 1080p. It's just easier. It's smaller than a 4K, and they could upscale it to make it look really clean, but it's not a 4K file. But they're kind of, I don't know if TV shows are being left behind a little bit because they're starting to push 8K, I think, a little too fast right now.
Yeah, I could agree with that, but there's nothing really streaming in 8K yet. Some of the big popular ones are coming out in 4K, but like the ones that are going directly to the streaming services, like The Mandalorian. I'm not sure if WandaVision was in 4K. I don't remember. But sometimes it could take just a little bit longer for the 4K versions to come out, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go ahead.
I also wanted to point out that the encoding process isn't just for video. The encoding process is also for audio as well too. So you're going to have codecs for both your audio and your video. And depending on what file format you're encoding that to, it's going to be different. I remember back in the day, if you want to think way back in the Napster days, you're looking at, you know, you would have MP3s, and before the MP3s, there were wave files. And if you saw, I mean, the wave to MP3 was such a like second coming of, I have a smaller file with almost the same kind of quality and I don't have that fast of internet, so this makes sense. And that's the whole idea behind these codecs. The whole goal behind codecs is to get the file sizes as small as possible and try to maintain as much quality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, the one is making a good point saying this 8K, 10K, 20K is getting pointless. Our eyes and brains can only see the process as so much, which is true, you know, which is very, very true. But the one thing I will say, though, what's up, Troop? Troopaloop?
How you doing?
The one thing I will say, though, is when 4K came out, people were saying like, dude, your brain cannot process 4K, which I get it. I'm 100% on that bandwagon. I was on that bandwagon before there was a bandwagon. I probably created the damn thing. I was like, 4K is ridiculous. But once I got a true 4K, and once I saw the first 4K, like true 4K, I became a believer. I'm just like, wait a minute. I'm probably not able to process everything and how much everything is coming into my brain, but it looks so clean and so smooth and so realistic that, you know, remember I was telling you that I had to use my glasses, my looking glasses, you know,
my looking glasses.
My I can't see glasses.
Opposed to your drinking glasses. Okay. All right. I'm following.
Well, I digress. But dude, it was when I was looking at my other TV, my 1080, I'm just like, man, this thing is good. I put my glasses on, I'm like, dang, this is nice. Mm-hmm. And then And then when I put on the 4K, I could take off my glasses and I'm just like, okay, I still need my glasses, but it still looks pretty good. It looks clean, you know?
Digital says, I'm watching you guys in 12K. This looks amazing.
How many freckles do I have?
Even if we can't process 4K, right? Even if we can't, you can't deny walking into a place like Best Buy, let's say, with all of the 4K and 8K TVs and not tell me you see a difference, right? There is something going on. If it's marketing or not, there's a difference that we can see, right? And a lot of those TVs that we're looking at are ran off splitters and their signals are not as strong as if those TVs were in your house, right? Mm-hmm. So whatever difference you see at the store is going to be significantly better when you bring that home.
Yeah. Well, yeah, cables and all that stuff. And well, you know me, I'm very picky with stuff. And I think I even made fun of you when you're just like, yeah, I bought this cool mic, but it keeps cutting out or breaking or not working. And I'm just like, I don't want to get that crap then. And then you're like, well, I kind of cheaped out on the cables. I'm like, come on, man. And yeah, Mike is saying Jugs made a good point about our eyes watching 4K. Well, yeah, it's we don't comprehend a lot of it, you know, but it looks really good. It looks really, really good. Now, we're going to go ahead and look at some of the different codecs that's out there. We actually had people ask us about, well, what are all the differences? Because, you know, you see, the best thing to do is, and somebody did say earlier, does that mean we have to get a more powerful streaming device? We'll get to that in a minute. as long as you're buying the latest stuff, you should be good for the most part for a good while, you know? Yeah. So the difference between codecs and a container format. One vital thing we have to mention before to pick our the best video codecs is the difference between codec and the container format. A container format is a package or a wrapper that contains all the necessary metadata of a digital file, including audio, video, and closed captioning, all in one. Here are some of the most common container formats. So just the container is more of like an a la carte where it has everything in one. So you got your audio, FLAC, AAC, MP3, WAV, video, MP4, MOV, FLV, and WMV. So that's like kind of all the different stuff that's out there. Now, what are the best codecs to choose from? We haven't talked about 266 yet.
Right.
We haven't. But if you guys saw earlier when I pulled up that Fire Stick, it did have 263. Now, 263, I know, 263 on a 4K Fire Stick. 263 is just it's a really solid 1080p with an upscale of 4K, isn't it? Or an upscale
2K. I don't even think it does an upscale. I'm not even sure.
Is it just a flatline 1080?
I would think so because 264 came out in 2003. So 263 is going to be older than 2003. So I don't even think 4K was invented back then.
No. Yeah. So the 4K Fire Stick holds 263. Now, the reason why it holds that is because people are still watching a lot of stuff in 4K. The one thing that they did on the 4K Fire Stick, though, also is when you plug it onto your TV, if your TV is not a 4K TV, it's not going to play 4K. It's not going to push those codecs. It's going to give you what your TV is compatible with.
Right.
You know, I think I was having an argument with somebody in one of the Telegram chats where they were just like, hey, I want to modify my Fire Stick with a USB thing. And I'm just like, dude. And, you know, one of the things that I tell people is, like, this is the easiest way I could explain something. You cannot put the engine of a Corvette into a Toyota Camry. You cannot make a 4K Fire Stick run like the NVIDIA Shield. You just can't. They're built different. You could mod it all you want, but it has its limitations, you know? So if you're like, hey, I got this 4K, you know what? I'll do you even better. I got the Fire Stick Lite and I want to put 265 codecs and 266 codecs. It ain't going to work. Because that thing has its capabilities and it's maxed out to a certain degree. So there's certain things that you just won't be able to do with certain devices. Now, this is something that people are going to get a little bit confused about. And I know Carl was talking to us about it because we talked about, hey, if it has the codecs 264, we're good because we're going to be looking at the 4K stuff. I prefer 265 because 265 gives you that really, really nice. I call it the true 4K, just more powerful. But there, when you're looking at the HEVC, look, 264 is AVC, and then you got 265 HEVC, which are completely different. AV1, different. Remember, we're talking about VP9, VP8, VP7.
Yeah.
There's VP9. These are some of the best. 266 VVC is not even out yet. It's out, but it's not like on our devices yet. So when you look at some of these formats, AVC, HEVC, like what does this stuff mean? So AVC, advanced video coding, which is, look, the most commonly one used. If you have a device, whatever it is, 4K, NVIDIA Shield, Buzz TV, Formular, whatever it is, put in the IDA app, look for these codecs. Look for these ones, 264, 265, AV1, VP9. If 265 and 266 comes out, dude,
you're good.
You're really good.
Now, like I was saying before, this one, H264, came out in 2003. It is one of the longest standing, widely accepted codecs. And generally, if I'm picking, you know, something to stream, I have the best luck with that, with the littlest amount of issues, because it's been around forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Now, the HEVC is marked as high efficiency video coding. The codec has 50% better compression efficiency. And it's the first codec to support 8K resolution. That's what I'm saying. You're future proofing yourself. Mm-hmm. AV1 is a good alternative to H265. And it's funny because I always see a couple Android devices that says H265. I look in the codecs. I'm like, wait. I don't see H265 in here. I'll see AV1, which is an alternative one. Cool. But there's a difference, you know? VP9, which is another alternative to 265 developed by Google. And then you got 266 VCC, which is versatile video coding. That one is just going to be a beast of a beast. So, yeah, some of the stuff that we use, when you go on good old YouTube and you see that little 4K thing here, the quality, we use H264 AVC. 264, yeah. Our quality comes out clean, you know, very, very clean. So that is the difference. Now, what would you do next level if you had a device? If you're just like, hey, you know what? I got a TV. Works great. Looks good. I don't have 264. I got 263. Would you try to install that codec? What would you do?
Well, if the device doesn't support it, then I'm just going to be streaming whatever the codec it has. Like, obviously, you're going to test what files you can stream. But if you notice that anything with 264, well, I would see it more likely not having 265 than 264. But yeah, if it doesn't have 264, then I wouldn't look for things to stream that have 264. I would honestly, if at that point, I would upgrade my device. Like, what am I doing in the Stone Ages and fighting with? Because here's the common trend. When you move from 263 to 264 to 265. The general trend is the files get 50% smaller. What does that mean? That means you're less likely to have buffering issues, but you could have playback issues because it's not compatible with your device or your player. So get a better device, get a better player, and you'll have less buffering issues, not because of the speed, but because the files are smaller and the bit rate's lower for better quality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, HEVC, you know, we're talking about that a little bit. The compression is 50% more efficient than AVC. So just keep that in mind when you're doing your research. And exactly what Nextlevel was saying, if you have a device for a while and you're just like, let me, you know, and I'll challenge everybody who's listening out there. Get the app IDA 64. You can get it anywhere. You know, like it's really easy to get. Once you install IDA 64, open it up and go to the codecs tab and see what your device has. Now, if you have the Fire Sticks, then you just watch the beginning of this video and you'll see what codecs you have. It's already there. On my streaming tech channel, every device that I ever look at, I always look at the codecs. And some people really don't care about codecs. They're just like, hey, as long as it works, they don't really care. You know, most people don't care. I care about quality. And if I'm just like, hey, this looks good, but it doesn't look as good as I thought it would be, that's the first thing I'm going to do. I'm going to look in there and see what I have. And if it doesn't support it, you're going back to the store and I'm going to get something else. You look like you're ready to say something.
I think I was. Oh, there was a question in the chat. What codecs does the Shield support? So the Shield supports H.264, H.265, also in 10-bit, VC1, MPEG-2, VP9, and that's kind of the main few. It also has Dolby Digital, Dolby Atmos, DTS, DTSX, all of the mainstream stuff you're going to get with a device like the Shield. But again, you're paying to have quality codecs, right? If you're trying to get a cheap Android device, you're not always going to get one, the hardware or the licensing for that hardware, right? I remember when the M-Logic S922 first came out, the very, very first devices that it came out with, it had the hardware to support certain sounds, but there was like licensing issues or there was conflicts within its architecture for Dolby. And a lot of people had sound issues with the first M-Logic. I keep going from phones to Android boxes now. M-Logic S922. The very first ones had sound issues. I don't know if you guys would have remembered or if anybody would have had one of the first B-Links. You would have noticed some sound issues on those ones when you tried to play some really high quality files.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at some of paper saying it's in the Play Store and well, everywhere else. I'm looking at my video. So on my Streaming Tech Now channel, here's the video right here. And see, NVIDIA Shield TV Pro 16 gigabytes. Just, you know, if you go to my channel, you'll be able to find it. But 265, and it's interesting. The codecs is called omx.nvidia.h265 encoder. And it is HEVC. You know, they also have the NVIDIA H264 encoder, video AVC. So they got some really good stuff in there. Like I'm telling you, they try to cover as much stuff as possible. NVIDIA is one of the very few devices that do carry that 265.
You know, do you remember how many devices that we've tested Rojas where even if they had in IDA that they had the codecs for whatever it was, if you tried to play it, the hardware couldn't do it. It would try, it would stutter, it would buffer, it would do all kinds of stupid stuff. But just because you could potentially play it doesn't mean that you can play it well either.
Yeah. Just because it says supports 8K or 4K doesn't mean it's actually going to play right.
It's like all those cheap Android boxes that say they're 8K ready or 3D bull crap. Get out of here.
Yeah, no. Don't do it. Yeah. So yeah, it's some crazy stuff out there. Hopefully you guys learned a little bit on some codec stuff. We wanted to really dive into it. The H260 series, H263, 64, 65, they're different. So just keep that in mind. 263 runs at 3GPP, 264 is AVC, 265 is HEVC. So for me, the one thing I always look for is Dolby Vision, Dolby Atmos, because they'll be labeled. It'll say awesome, Dolby something. If I see the word Dolby, I'm like, yes, that's what I want.
But if you notice your device consistently has issues, pay attention to what file format you're playing, right? If your device is consistently having issues in 265, well, then look for the 264 links. If it's 264 that you have issues with, then look for whatever it is, right? If it's, I don't know, AVIs versus MP4s, whatever it is, just pay attention to see, is it buffering because of my internet? Is it not having, if it's not having video because maybe my video player is missing certain codecs? I know a lot of people had to install separate codecs for MX Player. Or some people have had to go into the settings and turn on hardware decoder. My go-to has always been VLC, and a lot of people like XBMC because those generally have the most codecs built right into it. I know when I was doing certain work in certain applications and we would produce light versions of applications, that's because there was built-in players and they would always use VLC, which is one of the bigger players outside of XBMC because of the amount of codecs that it has built into it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you took it out of the app size would drop significantly. Just saying.
Yeah. My go-to player is EUMC. Yeah. It has a lot of built-in codecs already in there. So yeah, hopefully you guys did pick something up today. Now, besides that, should you upgrade? If you have 264, should you upgrade to 265? Or find a device that has 265?
Are you asking me or the chat?
You.
Me? I think it depends on who you are. So if I was Rojas, I would say, hell yeah, I'm getting 265, right? I want that AK all in my rays all day. Right. But for myself, I'm okay with regular quality 4K. Like if it plays and it plays good, it's good enough for me.
So 720p. Huh? 720p.
Hey, even clean 720p is good enough for me. Like sometimes if I'm having buffering issues for one reason or another, I don't know what it is. If I'm too lazy to troubleshoot, I'll throw on a 720p. I don't mind.
720p to me looks like, without my glasses, like everything is just like, what's going on there? Like, I can't tell what's going on with 720. And yeah, 619 saying Rojas wants 266. Exactly. I want 266 if possible. Make sure you guys do smash that thumbs up, everybody. There's like 32 people, 16 thumbs up right now. So hit that thumbs up. So let's just say I spit on 720p GoPro, Donnie. So let's just say you have an NVIDIA Shield. And the new NVIDIA Shield comes up. It is the exact same quality. I'm sorry. It's the exact same device. They just added the codecs of 266. Is it worth it?
The new Fire Stick?
No. NVIDIA Shield.
NVIDIA Shield? Is it worth it? Missy Elliott.
So remember, let's just say, I know Next Level, you don't really give a crap about quality, so let's just say you spent $50,000 on an 8K TV. So now we're going into your pockets. You spend a lot of money on a good TV, and you have the current NVIDIA Shield that has 265. And let's just say they say, oh, look, we're going to overclock the NVIDIA Shield. But all they did was they added 266. Same ugly remote, and you get the same looking box. They did absolutely nothing. The same Tegra chip, everything. But they just added the 266 codecs. What do you do? Do you upgrade or do you say screw that?
I'm kind of a cheap B, so I'm probably going to go with no, because I'm still going to play, like 265 is going to be good enough for me. That's just myself. I would rather take that same amount of money and I would buy an external storage and attach it to my like NVIDIA Shield at that point, because NVIDIA Shield is the only device that has the licensing to run a Plex server off of it.
So he says, Roland is like, I need ultra HD for my LG OLED. Anything less just blows. You know what? And it's funny because, you know, I got my QLED and, you know, my Samsung, my insane TV that I got down there. And if I don't play anything in 4K, I know. If it's in 1080, I'm just like, okay, it looks good. Anything less than 1080, I'm just like, the freak is this crap?
Well, even when I'm out and about, if I'm watching YouTube on my phone, I turn that sucker down to like 360.
Mm-hmm.
Because I save my data. I'm saving bandwidth, right? But our data... Huh?
I can't do 360. I better be drunk at 360.
But you guys have more unlimited data in the States than we do in Canada. The only unlimited data I have is my actual ISP. But my cell phone's not unlimited. So I have to be mindful sometimes of how much data I'm using.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, if you're on your cell phone, why would you even be looking at a 4K thing? You can't tell 4K on a cell phone. 720 right. And 4K on a cell phone looks the same.
But there is a difference in the amount of bandwidth that you're using, especially if you drop down to 360.
But 360 on a cell phone looks garbage.
It doesn't look that bad. You stop that, right? I'm going to pull something up on my phone right now. Hold on.
Oh, man. Nothing less than 720 flick chick. I'm unlimited home in my phone. Stream my what? Heart content. Yeah, you know, I don't know. Any like what? How do you guys feel? Is everybody here at least on 4K, or are some of you guys on 1080? That's 360? Is that our live show right now?
Yeah, that's our show right now. You see, that's me holding up the phone.
Well, I can't tell your quality because you're going from a picture to picture.
I know. So you'll notice a big difference if you turn your 360 resolution from this way to a full screen. That's where you notice the big difference. But if you're looking at it like this and it's 360, that's watchable.
Watchable. Okay, I'm looking. On my phone, minimum is 480 to decent. 480? Why would you go 480? Wait, how the hell do I even switch the quality on this thing?
Top right, there's three dots. And then you would go to, I think, quality and then...
Oh, here we go. I'll go down to 140.
Don't do that.
Whoa, that's horrible. Okay, so 360. I can tell 360 is still kind of bad. It looks fuzzy. And I got 720. Once it looks 720, it's actually pretty clean.
Which way are you turning the phone though?
Both ways, this way and this way.
Okay, all right, fine.
It 720 looks good if you're on a cell phone. You don't need anything higher. You know, when people are like, ooh, 4K on a cell phone, it's like, dude, the screen's this big. That's not gonna, I still have a 1080p. Yeah, I don't know. 480 on a computer. I can't do 360. What am I saying? I can't do 360, can't do 480, but I can do 720. Anything around under 720 hertz. Yeah, agree. Anything under 720 hurts my eyes too. I might as well just take off my glasses and just watch it like that. Cause it just looks bad. I don't know. Tell us what you guys think. Who here does not have a 1080p or a 4K TV? If everybody has one, then we should be pretty good for the most part.
I did want to address one comment that I saw in the chat, and I'm not sure who said it. I'm going to see if I can find it. All right. GoPro Donnie says, I play the largest 4K file I can find, right? So when 4Ks really, really started to become popular and you would look to stream 4K files, you would find some that were 80, that were 90 gigs. Heck, some were even 120 gigabytes in size. But I'll tell you right now, the average size for a 4K file to be streamed is somewhere between 20 to 50. It's no longer around that 75 to 80 mark that it was once. And that's because we've transitioned from H.264 to H.265, which boasts about a 50% compression over the previous generation. So right. If you were rocking an 80 gig file and it was converted to an H.265 from an H.264, that 80 goes to a 40 now, right? So just because you're looking at, and look for this, if you see those links come up, and you see 264 and you're seeing, you know, your 80 gig files, find the highest H.265 file and see if you notice a quality difference and if it's that noticeable to you.
Mm-hmm. So I notice all the little detail around all of it, but 265 to me looks golden. I found, and actually it's funny because I'll find 265 and the file's like 40 gigs, 50 gigs. And I'm just like, man, I could only imagine if this was a 264, this thing would have been double. That would have been close to 100 gigs, you know? I don't know. And you know what's even more interesting too, is with a lot of these streaming services, a lot of the work gets done on the cloud. So like if you got like Hulu and Netflix, they have a very beast. They have beastly servers big time. Mm-hmm. But I will say this, though, they have had issues. You know, we've heard from Netflix, we've heard from Disney Plus and Hulu that they're like, hey, we're buffering. And that's because everybody, like a year ago when everybody was being sent home because of this whole COVID crap, everybody was home and everything was buffering like crazy because companies were just not ready for that. They were not built for it. They weren't ready for it. And what happened? Everything started to buffer. I remember my sister we were watching Disney Plus at her house and she was showing me that it was buffering. And I'm just like, what the heck? Like Disney Plus is buffering right now. Like this is crazy. No idea why her speeds, her Wi-Fi speeds were good. Everything was good. Like her device was great. And it was just, the servers at Disney were just being smashed like crazy. Everybody was on it. So, you know, there's a lot of variance on certain things, but the other thing too is don't come and say, hey, I'm on a 4K Fire Stick trying to watch a 100 gig movie. You know, now what happened?
Look at the one's comment.
He's making fun of me again. Rojas, the way you describe video quality is like a woman going on about shoes and purses and clothes. And you know what? This is how you learn. This is how you learn today. This is how you learn.
So yeah, so I used to be like GoPro. I used to look for the biggest file size. I used to, right? But you don't need to do that anymore, right? Mm-hmm. Some say size doesn't matter. I don't know, but there's compression.
Yeah, it just depends. It absolutely depends. You don't have to find the biggest file and be like, oh, okay, hopefully this is going to be looking really good. But at the same time, if you don't find the right file and it's not compressed properly and everything, you know, look at this guy. I don't know. I have selective hearing. Well, maybe you're the woman. That backfired quick. Listen, you woman.
So just because we're seeing less and less really, really large 4K files doesn't mean that the quality is going down. Just keep that in mind, right? The other thing, if you're looking at some of these and you're seeing file formats that are like HLS, HLS are variable bitrate formats. And they generally play better if either you or the hosting side has, you know, bandwidth issues. HLS will play better as well, too.
Yep.
Cyclone says, size doesn't matter. It's how you watch the video.
We're not going left with this conversation. Oh, man. This is going to go way left pretty quick. Uno Nice is saying, you guys going to have me killing data this weekend. I'm going to try and see if I can notice the difference between 720 and 4K. Going to try 1 gig and 60 gigs. You know what? And it's funny, too, because a lot of people really don't notice. If you, so Uno Nice or anybody out there, if you have a good TV, a good 4K, and if you're just scraping stuff, try it. Try 4K. If you can find a 1 gig 4K, do it. See how it looks. If you can find a 20 gig 4K, see how it looks. If you can find an 80 gig 4K, see how it works. And the other thing is, does it buffer? Is there a buffering difference between the 1K, the 10K, the 80K? Is there any difference? I've noticed sometimes that I actually stream better on the 80K or 80 gig file versus the 1 gig file. Kind of weird.
That could be playback issues, not depending on the internet. That could be playback issues depending on other things too, right? Codecs, mm-hmm. whatever it is, right? Now, when you're comparing those video formats, like the smaller sizes and the bigger sizes, you also want to keep in mind which ones are 264 and which ones are 265, right? Because if you're comparing an 80 gig 264 to a 10 gig 264, well, yeah, the 80 gig is going to be better, right? You're going to be looking for 264 versus 265. And that's where you're going to want to do the comparisons.
Yeah. Mike C is saying, don't forget the Cat 8 cable and the chocolate HDMI cable. Yeah. If you want a full on rig, like you're like, I want everything to be great, don't forget about the cables that you use. Don't forget about the hardware. Don't forget about, like, it's important to have a really good TV. It's important to have really good Ethernet cables, HDMI cables, your modem, your router, like all that stuff to, for everything to be great and not have issues. That's what you need to be sure you have. So again, I get very minimal issues on my stuff. And it's because I don't want to have issues. So I spend money on equipment. I make sure I have some of the good stuff so I don't have to fight with my TV. I don't got time to be fighting my TV. So I just want to, boom, play it. It works. I'm going to test on my phone, my Fire Stick 4K and my Xbox Series X. All right. Good luck, Uno Nice. Let us know how your test comes out. Yeah, it'll be interesting. And you know what? When I used to do back in my days of my early G2 days of XBMC, I used to test everything. I used to look at all the codecs on what the software supports, hardware acceleration. I would look into the different devices on what it's doing, what I was able to put in and put out. And you know what's really interesting was my first TV that I was testing this on was an interchangeable 3D TV from Samsung, where if the channel was not 3D, it would convert it to a 3D. It would upscale everything to a 2K. It was a 1080p, but it was a really good TV. And I had some good cables. You know, I was using the Cinnamon ones. I had some good, I think I had like Cat 6 or Cat, I think it was Cat 6. I don't think it was Cat 7 yet on HDMI cables. And you know what? I would test out just different videos, different qualities, different codecs, different everything. And the videos that I used to put out back then was literally how to fix your stuff to make it look really good. You know, and how to like minimize your buffering, you know? Obviously with a lot of the changes, it's kind of hard to really demonstrate certain things or do certain things, but you know, with codecs though, it's some of the stuff is really easy to talk to because all the streaming devices have it. All cable companies have to provide some kind of support with some of this stuff. It doesn't mean they're going to go to your house and fix your Fire Stick if it's broken. But it's good knowledge to have just in case you got to do some troubleshooting. So good HDMI cables for sure.
Full show. And the other thing is too, HDMI cables have their own bandwidth, right? So if you get a really, really crappy HDMI cable, it's only going to support a certain amount of bandwidth. Information. What is bandwidth? It's the highway or the lanes in which information can travel through. So if you got a crappy HDMI cable, it's not going to be able to push out all the information that some of these, you know, big files can push out. Like if you got, you know, your UHD, Blu-ray, whatever, and whatever, and you have a knockoff dollar store HDMI cable, you're definitely going to notice a difference in quality. Now, I don't know. Some will say that there is no difference. Maybe there's other factors. Maybe your TV is not even 4K. I don't know, right?
I found that the hard way on this one. Even though the box was labeled 4K, I'm like, this isn't 4K, my ass. But yeah, so it you know, every little thing matters. Every little thing matters. What's up, Dane? John Rodriguez says, your sentence is a little hard to read. But I think he's trying to say was, what about the RAM? You've seen the Fire Stick Lite and the third gen running at 1 gig of RAM. Both at 1 gig of RAM, and then you 4K running at 1.5 gig of RAM. Now here's the thing though. The Lite, I'm pretty sure, can run 4K. It can run 4K if they allowed it to. It might be straining the device a little bit, but RAM doesn't really dictate if you're going to be able to play 4K or not. A lot of these streaming services like Hulu, Disney Plus, whatever it is, a lot of this stuff runs off of their cloud services. So their own servers will be pushing that quality. All that RAM does, it makes sure when it's caching the information in. So there's all this data coming in, right? We're talking about the codecs with all the video information, all the audio information. When all that stuff is coming in, it has to sit somewhere until you catch up to it. You know, one of the things I don't know, the best way I could explain RAM is imagine you have somebody who's a little bit chubby trying to run a marathon. What? So that person's going to take off as fast as they can, and then they're going to start slowing down. They're just getting out of breath. You know, imagine that person's like 1 gig of RAM. Now imagine somebody who's a runner who does it for a living, and they're like, I don't know, 10 gigs of RAM. They take off, boom, and their stamina is going to last a lot longer than the 1 gig of RAM. All the reserves, all that energy, all that stuff, they have a cushion when they're going. They're going to keep going until they hit a certain cruise control, and then they just coast it. So that's kind of what it is. It's just how much information, and you'll actually notice is actually another good way to, so that way you could actually see it. It's kind of hard to really like explain it to you, but the easiest way to see what caching is, open up YouTube next time and watch any video. It doesn't matter. And look at the bottom part. You'll see like right when it starts to play, there's a red line. And you'll see like a gray, like a really light gray part extending like slowly, slowly, slowly. That's your caching. That's the information that's coming in, and it's giving you a cushion. So that way, as you're watching it, it doesn't buffer. It doesn't stop. It doesn't do anything. It just keeps going. That's kind of like the runner. If you don't have enough RAM, that caching is going to stop to a certain point until it frees up some of that information to begin caching some more. If you don't have enough RAM, you could potentially buffer, but the RAM, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, Next Level, but the RAM shouldn't dictate the 4K quality coming in. It's just going to dictate if you're going to be buffering or not.
Yeah, not quality for sure. The other aspect that I was going to add to, I guess, your racing analogy is that there is a difference in how fast they get up to that speed or how fast they actually move. And when we're looking at the older generation of the Fire Sticks, they were using, you know, DDR3 versus DDR4 RAM. But so that's where you see the big difference, right?
Yeah. So again, there's going to be a difference of 1 gig of RAM DDR4 versus 1 gig of RAM of DDR3.
Yeah.
They're both going to cap out and start running out of gas, but the one that's running DDR4 is going to sprint a little bit faster than the one that's at DDR3. They're going to get a little bit further ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So I was just getting there, but thank you. So it peaks, you know, peaks in. Soul Bro Harmony, what's up? Haven't seen you in a minute. What's up, Steven R? I don't know if I said what's up to you, but is the PS5 HDMI 4K? I think it's 8K compatible.
It should be 8K compatible.
Yeah, PS5, it should be 8K. I think they don't have some of the stuff turned on yet, but 4K should be fine on the HDMI. I'm running vodka? I'm running vodka on that PS5. It's nuts. What's up, Fernando?
Uno Nice says, for internet cables, should we be using Cat 6, Cat 7? Is Cat 5 good enough? Was there a difference, and is it really significant?
Whew. I did a whole video on that. there is a massive difference between 5, 6, 7, and 8. I run 8. Even though I'm not running like major servers or nothing like that at my place, but I do run a lot of smart home stuff, and I don't want my cables ever to be bottleneck. I think a Cat 8 cable is like 40 gigs. Cat 7 is 10 gigs. I forget what the numbers are, but if you guys don't know who Lee TV is or Lee Talks Tech, he actually had a really good analogy. We had an interview with him a while ago, and the way he described it, he said, imagine you have a Cat 5 cable and the straw is like this big, right? So you're drinking out of a cup. Your straw is that big, right? Which is a good size straw. Now imagine you go to Cat 6 and now your straw is a little bigger. You go to Cat 7, your straw is a lot bigger. You go to Cat 8, your straw is a hell of a lot bigger. That's what it is. It's the stuff that's coming in, the information going back and forth, is just much bigger and easier to flow. So what do you want? Do you want to barely have enough for the information to be coming in? Or do you want a lot of room for you never to have issues? I like to future-proof myself. Cat 8, I've never had an issue. Ever had an issue with those. I've had issues with Cat 5, 5E. I've had issues with those.
I would probably say understand your budget. So the length of the cable is going to make a difference in regards to the price. So first determine how long of a cable you need, and then figure out how much you can spend, because generally they're not that much big of a difference in dollar wise when you go from, you know, 5 to 6 and 6 to 7 and 7 to 8. So I would say get the best quality one that you're going to get, because how often do you change your cables? When was the last time you changed your Ethernet cables? It's going to stay there for a while. And if you upgrade your modem to the fancy new 10 gigabyte lines that when they come out and you're only getting 100 megabytes down, like, you know what I mean? Just future-proof yourself.
Yeah. Absolutely. I didn't want to miss John's thing here. So he says, doesn't the quality also dictate how much the file buffers? Which, if you have unlimited RAM, then it shouldn't buffer at all, or am I wrong? When it comes to buffering, there's way too many components to really zone in on just one thing. RAM does not dictate if something's going to never buffer or always buffer. So you could have, like I know Next Level says he's got like 128 gigs of RAM he's going to be putting onto the computer. I got 64 gigs of RAM. Does that mean I'll never buffer? Does that mean I'll have issues or I'll never have issues gaming? I could. I still could. It really depends. Now, what are you in control of is the question. What am I in control of? Cool. Am I in control of RAM? Sure. Let me get a device that has, like, I don't know, NVIDIA Shield has 3-4 gigs of RAM. It's 4 gigs of RAM is pretty good, you know?
I don't think the NVIDIA Shield has 4 gigs. I think it's
3. Don't look up the stick. Look up the Shield. Pro. I want to say my old Shield had 4 gigs of RAM. My 2015. I feel
like this one has 3. Yeah, 3. 3.
The Pro?
Yeah, it has 3.
It's still good. 3 gigs of RAM is good, but even if you're looking at unlimited, like again, I got 64 gigs of RAM and sometimes I'll buffer on Netflix. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean my equipment is bad? No. My RAM is good. I got to check on my chipset, make sure that's still good. I got to make sure my device is not that old. I got to make sure on my modem, my router, my cables going in and out between my modem to my router to my wherever else I'm connected to. If you have, let's just say, just for the hell of it, let's just say you're like, hey, I'm not streaming on a Shield. I'm streaming on a computer. I got 128 gigs of RAM. I got 32 terabytes of memory. I have the GeForce 3080. I got the Ryzen 9. I got the best of the best stuff. Should I buffer with that computer? I'm going to say, no, you shouldn't buffer. Okay. So your question might be, but I still buffer. Why am I buffering? Okay. Well, your equipment on your computer, it's not on your end. Now let's look at your modem and your router. Let's just say you're like, well, I got Nighthawks and they push 2 gigs download and upload. So I'm paying my ISP, blah, 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 blah. Okay, cool. Next thing I'll say is, what is your ISP? Are they throttling you? If they are, you might need a VPN. And if you're like, no, my ISP is not throttling me, it doesn't look like they are. It looks like my speeds are good. Nothing is going bad. I would look then at internet outages. I would look at if your streaming service is having server issues. There's so many reasons why you are buffering, but the one thing I always tell everybody is, what equipment are you running? Do you have enough memory on your device? You know, do you have enough RAM on your device? There's just too many factors really to point out one thing. So
most of the time you restart your shit, it works. The second thing that you were just saying there, where you're like, make sure you have enough memory on your device. Yeah. Because how often do we see devices that have less than a gig of storage? If you go into your applications, all these applications store cache files, which are temporary files. So if your device is running less than a gig and these other devices, applications are starting to store temporary cached files as you use them, it's going to slow down your device. It's going to clog it all up. It's going to cause buffering issues. So you want to make sure you have enough free space on your hard drives, on your devices, to make sure they run properly too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My cell phone, I think it's like 500 gigs of internal memory with like 8 gigs of RAM or 10 gigs of RAM. I forget what it is. I have a lot of everything in there. I've buffered on that on my cell phone before. You know, it could simply be my ISP. It could be, even if I'm not on my ISP, if I'm just using the mobile data, it could be that. It could be Disney Plus's servers. I don't know. It could be a lot of things. Like I said, it's just So right here, the one saying, yeah, there's a lot of factors to buffering. There's absolutely a lot of factors. So step one, unplug everything and plug it back in. Wait a minute. Step two, check how much memory you got and see if you have enough memory. We always say 2 gigs of internal storage. And then step three, you might just need to upgrade some stuff or just check your ISP if you're being throttled, maybe a VPN. Step three typically means you probably have to buy something to make it better, you know, or bug somebody like your ISP. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say, for the amount of things that can cause buffering, it really, like, you really have to appreciate all the times when you don't. Because so many things have to go right for you not to buffer. Mm-hmm. And it's very rare in most cases, if everything is going properly, that we don't buffer. Mm-hmm. So I think that we really do have to appreciate how well things run when they run. Yeah.
What's up, Carl? I see as soon as Carl joins in, we get a thumbs down. Damn it, Carl. 38 people, 40 people watching, 23 thumbs up. Smash that thumbs up, guys. We appreciate it. I find it crazy how people want more and more RAM on their boxes. Yeah, you don't need too much RAM on your devices. There's definitely a lot of different factors of why something could buffer. So it is very, very interesting. So cool. Do we have anything else that we want to add to all this? I know, Carl, you were very interested in the codec stuff. So you're probably gonna have to watch this from the beginning because we definitely got into codecs, all like the best codecs to use for your streaming, for your devices, what it should have. And yeah, I think
a pretty good show.
Yeah, it's a lot of information.
A lot of information. So I guess if you're gonna take away anything, bigger isn't always better.
Mm-hmm. Pervert.
Bigger is
codecs.
Carl's saying he's like, it was nap time. Brand of cables matter. Oh, that's a whole other topic. Actually, you know what? If you're talking about HDMI, we did an interview with the people over at that certify HDMI cables. You need to watch that video. That video, we had a guy who works
an engineer,
and he explains all the HDMI cable companies come to us to get certified. So watch that one. There's a lot of information on that one about HDMI cables. And yeah, so it's just interesting stuff.
For sure.
Dollar store cables for the win. I don't know about that. We had a conversation about that too. I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Cool. We'll do a five minute shout out, call before we end it. If anybody else has any other questions. Before we go though, next level, I did tell you I was watching the Justice League, right?
Yeah. You said you do an hour a day.
Hour a day. And I did about an hour and a half yesterday. I want you to watch it so that way we could actually have like a full-on conversation about it.
Look, the last 2 hours that I watched, because I haven't watched the first 2 hours, was pretty good. And I felt like it got better as it went along.
I will say this. The first hour and a half, I understand why it's a 4-hour freaking movie. Just watch it. Just watch it.
Maybe one day.
Just watch it. It's Zack Snyder's Justice League. If you guys are interested, check it out. I'm actually thinking about having a conversation about some of these movies, some of these like TV shows, and see what you guys think about it. Maybe we could have a discussion about it. So
what other movies has Snyder done?
That I don't know. That I don't know. But because WandaVision is now done, completely done, it'll be cool to have a conversation about that now. And Zack Snyder's been out now for a little bit, so hopefully we can get some people on board to watch that and we could have a conversation.
Oh, he did 300, Watchmen, Man of Steel, Wonder Woman.
He did the first Wonder Woman?
Yeah, 2017. But the other ones, like Watchmen was okay. 300 was pretty good.
The first 300 was good.
300 from 2006? I don't know about the other one.
Oh, don't watch the second one. Actually, no, watch the second one so you can laugh about it.
Not doing it. You can't make me.
Yeah, I don't know. It was okay. Right now, Justice League, I'm kind of like, okay, for sure, people were saying like, oh, watch out, Marvel. Pfft, no. No, they're not even close. Justice League is not even close. I'll even say this. Iron Man 3 was probably the worst Marvel movie out of all of them. They're not even close to that. So, sorry. If anybody out there, if I offended somebody, I'm sorry. He did the Dawn of the Dead remake. I never watched Dawn of the Dead either. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll check it out. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Watch the second one. They got horses.
All right.
Oh, man. All right, cool. So Jeremiah says, I thought it was awesome. All right, that's cool. If you thought it was great, I will say this. It's better than the first one. That first one was a hot mess. Like, I don't know what the hell I was watching in the Justice League that came out, but Zack Snyder's version of the Justice League, I'm just like, okay, this is definitely better than the first one. You'll notice if you go to the Rojas Reviews Telegram group, I gave my analogy of what I thought of the movie last night, roughly around 9 something p.m., I put like 3 or 4 posts on what I thought. And I said, hey, I said, if you don't want to see this, I'm going to be talking about, I'm going to be watching. I'm going to post it. So if you don't want me to spoil it, that's fine. But if you want to see it in the Telegram group, I'm going to say, okay, Justice League Part 2 reaction. I don't know if I'll finish it tonight, but I think I'll get close to it. But I'll say this. I'm actually excited to watch more of it. And that's a lot for me to say when I haven't been a fan of the Justice League movies or the DC movies, especially Affleck. I can't stand Affleck, dude.
I've watched a couple episodes of the Superman versus Lois. And I have to say, I like this Superman in this show more than his, because I think he was in Superwoman as well. Is the same Superman from Superwoman?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. So I like him better in this show than I liked him in Superwoman.
Supergirl,
whatever.
Well, then here's the thing, too. The Flash is better. The CW's Flash is better than the movie's Flash.
Right. But I'm talking about the same character. Like, he's the same person, same actor.
Well, of course he would be better in his own TV show. In the other one, he was just a support role. He was just...
Yeah, but he's still Superman. He's supposed to, you know, like, it's all here. About Superman, no matter if he's a support role or not.
I'm here. I'm here. Oh, man. All right, guys. Make sure when the show is over, refresh it. Leave us a comment. Let us know your thoughts. If there's anything specific that you guys want us to talk about next week, we'll be back and we're going to do another live show. And yeah, maybe we'll talk about some movies and TV shows. I'll see if I can get the guys from I Just Watch. Maybe we can get The Butcher. Da Butcher. The Butcher. Let's even get my cousin from I Just Watch. Paper Plate says Super Dab. And yeah, maybe we could talk about some of this stuff here. So cool. Anything you got before we go?
Beyond the dab. All right, I'm good. As always, guys, if you guys are listening to the audio to this, because the audio always comes out on the Monday, make sure you guys leave us a review on wherever you're listening to us on. It helps more people like you guys, or not like you guys, or just people in general, find the conversations that we're having that you guys enjoy at least. So make sure you leave us a review, drop us some comments. The comments really do help us know what you guys are looking forward to when we are creating content, because we are content creators. So the more comments you leave is the more stuff that we understand that you guys like, and the more research we can do on specific topics that you guys want to hear about. So make sure you do that for us. That's it.
Cool. Make sure you guys also subscribe to BS Clips. There is a lot of stuff in BS Clips that you might have missed on the full episodes of the podcast. So a lot of information. Make sure you guys do check it out. There's some cool stuff coming out for Clips. So stay tuned for that. And yeah, stay tuned to the next episode. You don't know who's going to be here or what we're going to be talking about. So with all that being said, we'll see you guys on the next one.
Peace.